SODC update, and this is a report from our district councillors, Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. The joint local plan, latest news. Regular readers will be very familiar with the fact that SODC and Vale of Whitehorse Council have been working on a new joint local plan to replace their separate ones which are currently in operation. The so-called draft JLP 2041, because it covers the period until 2041, took 3 years of hard work, evidence gathering and consultation before its submission to the Planning Inspectorate in December of 2024. Last summer, the two inspectors held a series of examination in public sessions to consider some of the main aspects of the plan, and we were hoping that this would lead to the adoption of the plan by both councils by the end of 2025. The JLP would be an innovative, forward-looking and positive plan for housing and development in our areas that seeks to raise standards, actively address the need for genuinely affordable social housing and sustainable infrastructure, and to tackle the climate emergency and restore nature. So we were very disappointed to receive a letter from the planning inspectors at the end of September recommending withdrawal of the plan from the examination process over a single issue, namely the duty to cooperate, specifically with Oxford City Council. The City Council itself was forced to withdraw its own local plan from examination earlier this year on several issues regarding the duty to cooperate. It's no secret that there's disagreement within Oxfordshire on how many homes the rural districts should provide on Oxford's behalf. Indeed, the current SODC local plan allocates almost 5,000 houses in South Oxfordshire for this specific purpose. Nevertheless, all councils in Oxfordshire are working towards what they believe to be in the best interest of their residents and their area. As the leader of SODC said, "We developed a constructive and collaborative plan and engaged with the city through a variety of methods, even when there was a clear disagreement over both the need and the approach. It is not clear what more we could have done on this front." Following the receipt of this letter, the councils have written an open letter in which they have stated the planning inspectors' conclusions on their joint local plan were unwarranted and lacking coherent explanation. They have pointed out a number of errors and inconsistencies in the inspector's letter, and the council's leaders have both committed to take all reasonable steps to ensure that future development in the area remains sustainable, appropriate and well planned. As we receive more information, we will be sure to communicate it to the residents of Benson. New garden waste permits, a great success. A big thank you to all residents who have embraced a new garden waste permit scheme this year, leading to an almost 5% rise in collections from the previous year. 6 months on from the launch of the new garden waste permit scheme, over 67,100 permits have been purchased in South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse districts, compared to a combined 63,900 bins paid for under the old direct debit scheme. The majority of residents, that's 91%, purchased their permits through the council's online portal, with the rest supported by the council's customer services staff. The new scheme also included the option to use a new online account system called My Account, which will also make things easier when people need to renew in 2026, and those customers will receive a prompt when it's time to renew. To date, almost 30,000 customers have signed up to a My Account. Now, 95% of all garden waste customers can be reached by email, compared to 64% the previous year, which means the councils can also quickly keep them up to date with any known service changes. Councillor grants, don't forget to apply. Local non-profit community organisations can apply for a one-off grant from the SODC Councillor Grant Scheme. We have £15,000 between us to allocate this year, and there have been few applications so far. The closing date is 5th December, so if you're interested in getting a new project off the ground, please check southoxen.gov.uk/grants to see if you might qualify, and then contact one of us, Andrea Powell or Sue Cooper at South Oxfordshire District Council, to ask for our support.